Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound pack package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
My name is John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
New world order.
New world order.
This is a moment to seize. The kaleidoscope has been shaken. The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
A new world order.
A world where the United Nations is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders.
Nevertheless, the United States is in a key position
to shape this so that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
The first decade of the 21st century, that out of what is will be seen as the greatest restructuring of the global economy, a new world order was created.
Documenting the crisis of our republic.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Waging war on the new world order.
The councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
This is Govern America with Darren Weeks and Vicki Davis. Call Govern America at 610-600-1776. That's 610-600-1776. 610-600-1776. Or toll free at 844-646-8376. That's 844-6-GOVERN. This is Govern America with Darren Weeks and Vicki Davis.
It is indeed. All right, we're back. Hour number three of the show as we continue on here on this 23rd of March, 2024. Just to punctuate the discussion we had toward the end of the last hour, I want to reiterate to the listening audience to seek out the article in The Nation. I dropped the link in the chat room before during the break at chat.governamerica.com. But the Harvard Boys Do Russia, that is an article from The Nation. And it talks about how Larry Summers and the State Department were looting Russia back after the collapse of the Soviet Union. It's very enlightening. It's a lengthy article, but it's got a lot of very important information. We've been spending a lot of time talking about covert operations around the world here by the U.S. government, the shadow government. And certainly, they're not just operating around the world now. They're operating inward as well, as we've talked about as well. So anyway, the Harvard Boys Do Russia, if you search out that article in The Nation, it's very eye-opening, and I highly encourage people to do that. Moving along here, there's a lot going on in terms of... did you have anything you want to discuss, Vicki, before we tackle some other issues?
I have a lot to say, but it's not organized enough to say it, so let's go on.
All right, well, let's talk about mayors for a moment. I mentioned at the outset of the show that we had this U.S. GLC and U.S. CM, and they have announced a new partnership to enhance international engagements and leaderships among mayors. Now, keep in mind, you have the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I think it's usmayors.org, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And they say the United States Global Leadership Coalition and the U.S. Conference of Mayors today announced a new partnership to help elevate. Now, this is dated, by the way. This is recent. January 17th of this year. Very recent. And they're saying they're announcing a new partnership to help elevate the important roles mayors play in diplomacy. Diplomacy. Now, we have a State Department that can't conduct diplomacy. And yet we're elevating mayors to the role of diplomacy. And they say, and the ways local communities benefit from U.S. global leadership. The announcement came at the start of the USCM's 92nd annual winter meeting in Washington, D.C. Under this new partnership, the USGLC and USCM will work together to elevate mayoral voices on global issues through events, dialogues, messaging, and more. This partnership will showcase the critical role mayors play, America's mayors play, in international leadership and engagement, and amplify mayoral voices on the impact of global leadership on local communities. Now, we've talked before, Vicki, about how there are sister cities across the United States which have been paired up with provinces, let's say, in China. we had delegations of Chinese coming in here to the United States, and we've had reciprocal visits of governors and mayors to China. And so it seems like the partnershipping on a provincial and a state level and a municipal level is going forward, even to the point of having public policy, you know, on an international level. This is not something I think that should be happening right now.
Well, that's the strategy that they've used to move to global governance, is that they went to a subnational level, mm-hmm. and they turned the mayors into foreign policy diplomats for their economies. So that's where you get those trade missions going to foreign countries. And it's where I kind of came in studying what they've done to our country in terms of misalignment of loyalties mm-hmm. and incentives. And if you look at the organization of our government, all of the international policy was always done at the federal level. Well, they began I'm not sure what year exactly that it occurred, because it's been kind of a progression over time of elevating the mayors to become foreign policy and trade, economic trade representatives mm-hmm. for their local area. And this is the mechanism that they've used to turn the United States into a communist country.
Yeah.
Fascist-led communist country. And the reason I became aware of it, I mean, I was already familiar with the idea of special economic zones. Now, in the United States, they give these zones different names, but they're all part of the same construct, you know, where you have transportation policy and environmental policy and, you know, all of these federal policies coming together in a city in a like a special economic zone. And the reason I picked up on the other part of it, the international part of it, was because a delegation of 23 communist Chinese came to a small town in Idaho called Meridian, Idaho, which is just right outside the capital city of Boise.
Yeah.
And that's when I really started studying, you know, what the hell's going on here. Because if you have, you know, billionaires and millionaires from communist Chinese, from communist China coming into a rural podunk city, there's something very, very wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah. So that's when I really did kind of heads down research for almost 2 years, you know, trying to figure out what the hell's going on here. And it ultimately, what it turns out to be is that use of the mayors as a replacement for federal government diplomacy is the way that they planned this strategy. And of course, if you're having mayors get involved in foreign policy, it's going to create rivalry among cities and states in the United States.
Yeah, and this is really goes to what I was thinking I was going to ask you about next, is does this help to facilitate? Is this a precursor to the, you know, the breakup of the United States, ultimately?
Yes, I would say absolutely. Because And that's kind of what scares me also about shutting down the federal government. You know, whenever they've done that in the past, I'm thinking, is this it? Is this going to be the end? Is the federal government going to collapse?
Well, I don't think it's going to collapse, but I don't think that they ever really shut it down. That's the whole thing. They said they shut it down. and just like somebody pointed out that, you know, they end up with a vacation and then they're all back again. So,
well, yeah, but we don't know what goes on at the secret. We have a whole layer behind the curtain.
Yeah, I think it's theatrics. Honestly, I think it's just theatrics. But this mayor.
With the Congress, it's theatrics for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the operatives inside our administrative agencies of government, they have been internationalized.
Yes.
And that's been the purpose of all of these so-called trade agreements that are really harmonization agreements. And I have a report from HHS that talks about the global strategy. They really are not a domestic agency of government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you stack layers of governing into one agency, like you've got the international section and then the domestic section, the international section is going to take priority. They're going to take precedence.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be directing your domestic agency. And that's really what's happened to our government. But what called my attention recently was that I watched a hearing from the year 2000, and it was a debate between policy analysts. And one of the speakers was an economic development representative from Hong Kong. And he was promoting the idea of permanent normal trade relations with China.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said, China was privatizing their economy by establishing local cooperatives out of Chinese businesses. And what I do as an analyst, I'm always looking for patterns of things happening,
right?
So that I can define it and see how it fits into the puzzle. A local cooperative is really what they've done with the mayors, because when I was studying what was happening in Boise, Idaho, they were the mayors first of all got together and formed the Treasure Valley Partnership of mayors.
Okay.
You know, to create a metropolitan region. But then there was a business partnership that formed that you could call a local cooperative. It was called the Boise Valley Economic Partnership. And it was the major employers in an area, plus the media, you know, representatives from the media.
Mm-hmm.
And this organization was focused on economic development, which means they're the ones that go out and represent Boise, Idaho. You know, forget the United States, forget everything else, but go represent Boise, Idaho to foreign entities.
Yeah.
Okay. And if what you're doing is creating a parallel system where you have your mayors as your foreign policy people, and then you've got this fascist organization as a local cooperative, what they're really doing is creating a harmonized system with communist China and state capitalism.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they're saying here in this press release, American cities, and they're quoting the Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt, who I guess is also vice chair of the USCM's International Affairs Committee and longtime USGLC Oklahoma State Advisory Committee member, they say. But they're saying American cities, he's saying American cities are increasingly global cities. And so it is vital that mayors stay engaged in global affairs and foreign policy. We are excited for our new partnership with USGLC, and their expertise will help boost our diplomatic efforts at the city level. So, you know, this global mayor, global cities initiative, in light of the fact, you know, the State Department's role seems to be pushing business development around the world, and that's and war for every entity that won't go along, and maybe assassinations to boot if a world leader doesn't go along.
Yeah, then, no doubt.
This is pretty, I think, pretty telling. You know,
yeah, it is, and that's why I think, at least, you know, from my point of view, it's important. It's more important to look at the organizational structure and the international organization as they've set it up than it is to watch the morons in Congress. And it was never more clear to me than it was this weekend when I watched a 6 or 8 hour hearing on the economy, and they're repeating things I've already heard. You know, I've used to watch Congress a lot more closely than I am now, but everything that they talked about, all the debates between the Democrats and the Republicans, it's a repeat of it's a script, and it's a repeat.
Yeah.
And so, but if you look at the organizational structure for world governance, these global cities, that's a replacement for national government.
Yeah, national interests. Exactly. And that's the thing, listeners, is that you can't have, I just think they're planning on breaking up the United States, and they're engaging in the mantra of the New World Order, the mantra of the United Nations is think globally, act locally. And now they have the mayors acting locally in terms of diplomatic means, making connections around the world. Why would they be doing that when that's the role traditionally of the federal government?
Mm-hmm. And when I was looking at it before, at the federal level, it always seemed like that the real policy, the real actor, is not the appointee.
Mm-hmm.
It is like the second or third man down. Okay, so if you look at the world from the point of view of second or third man down, if you're looking at the Bidens and look at Hunter Biden, he's like, you know, second man down. He's the son of Joe Biden. Well, in that U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, Idaho's Senator Jim Risch, his son is on the USGLC Advisory Committee. So if you, that would be second or third man down, and he's got an LLC. So if you look at second or third man down strategy and where the negotiations occur, and this is a pattern that I saw over time beginning quite early, is that it's the family and relatives of the public officials who actually do the unofficial diplomacy, and oh, by the way, they pocket a hell of a lot of money in the meantime.
Yeah, and certainly we're not suggesting that everyone who has an LLC is laundering money or anything like that. We have to be careful about that. And in fact, I got an LLC. And I assure you, I'm not laundering any money. So anyway, but yeah, you mentioned the Hunter Biden situation, you know, and we were talking earlier about, this is a little off point here, but the CIA actually ran interference and blocked, Kevin Morris, Hunter Biden's, they call him a sugar brother, from being interviewed by the feds. So another interference. I'll put that story in the show notes. But that was another interference, a domestic interference by the CIA. So we're seeing more and more of this type of situation go on all the time.
Yeah, well, because the office holder, like Jim Risch, he's a senator. He took an oath to the Constitution, but his son didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So they can use their relatives to further the strategy, the betrayal of the American people for participation in this global system where they're collapsing nation states, building regional governance, which in for the Americas is the Organization of American States.
I agree. Which doesn't get enough attention, by the way.
Yeah, no, it never gets
enough attention. I've been clamoring about the OAS for a long, long time. And yet, nobody pays attention to the OAS. And yet, it's got a big presence in Washington, D.C. The headquarter buildings, I believe, is on Constitution Avenue. I've actually had my picture taken in front of it. But it is the Western version of the European Union, I believe.
Oh yes, it is. You're absolutely right. And I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, you got a few minutes.
The Pan American Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this movement towards allowing the WHO to become the world governing system for our public health systems, which is not only people. Public health includes the environment, includes animals, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Tedros established a council underneath him, and the representative for the Americas is the Pan American Health Organization.
Wow.
Which is affiliated with the OAS.
There you go. Bingo. So, you know, and of course, they're trying to push this pandemic treaty and World Health Organization regulations upon all of us. They want to be able to have their goon squad fly in and shut your local town down, if they say, in their unilateral opinions, that you have some kind of an outbreak. They can just come down and come in and shut you down, lock you down, do whatever they want, because they've declared a pandemic emergency. It's a huge threat.
I wonder if Tedros was a mayor.
Well, he was certainly over a country. We got to take the break. We'll be back. Stay with us. Don't go away.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to find out what's really going on. This is Govern America.
Tonight, a migrant has been charged with raping a 15-year-old disabled girl at a Rockland hotel. The case already sparking outcry from local leaders.
The state started booking out all of the rooms in this hotel last year as a part of its emergency assistance shelter program. And authorities have confirmed to us that both the victim and suspect in this case lived here.
I have a patron. I don't know if he's a manager or National Guard on the 911 line, 850 Hingham Street. Can be for the migrant section.
It was around 7 Wednesday night. Police records show a front desk worker called 911 reporting a 15-year-old disabled girl had been sexually assaulted.
Room 115. Meet the police. EMS response.
Police say they met the teenager in the lobby. Using multiple translators, she told authorities a man in the hotel brought her to his room to help her with an app on her tablet. Once there, he began having sex with her, the girl explained. According to the police report, the girl asked the man to leave her alone, but says that he wouldn't stop. She was ultimately taken to the hospital. Using a description of the man, police found their suspect in the room where the alleged rape happened. With enough evidence, police say they arrested 26-year-old Corey Alvarez. He was formally charged with rape of a child in Hingham District Court Thursday. Authorities say Alvarez moved here from Haiti and is part of the migrant system. Republican State Representative David DeCoste serves this district and says, "I'm absolutely appalled by the incident that took place in Rockland. Above all, my heartfelt sympathies extend to the young girl who has reportedly been subjected to abuse. The Commonwealth has failed this young girl."
We have reached out to the governor's office multiple times for this report, as well as the state agency that's over the migrant shelter program. We have not heard back. Alvarez, meantime, was held without bail. He has another court date next week. Live in Rockland, Brendan Truitt, WBZ News.
And the beat goes on. How many more? How many more Americans are going to be attacked? How many more Americans are going to be raped by foreigners being invited in, listeners? You know, a couple of the things that we didn't get to last week. We have crime now skyrocketing out of control in our major cities all across the country. This has been something that's been progressively worse. By the way, regarding that last report, that was a really fancy hotel. I saw the pictures of it. They have fancy hotels that they're taking out and renting. And then we have Bill Malugin. Per DHS sources to me and Griff Jenkins, the Haitian man arrested for raping a 15-year-old girl, a disabled girl at a migrant hotel in Massachusetts, came to the U.S. via the Biden administration's parole program for Haitians, which allowed him to fly into JFK Airport in New York City direct from Haiti in June of 2023 with a two-year parole grant. They're flying prisoners in, listeners. He says, we're told that ICE has now filed a detainer on 26-year-old Corey Alvarez with local authorities, and that he had a sponsor listed in New Jersey as a part of his parole. The Biden administration's controversial CHNV parole program allows up to 30,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans to fly into the U.S. after they've supposedly been vetted and have a sponsor in the U.S. The recipients typically receive two-year humanitarian parole grants, which allow them to apply for work authorization and live in the U.S. According to CBP data, at least 138,000 Haitians have been brought into the United States since the start of the Biden administration's program in January of 2023. The Biden administration... Darren, yes.
Did you catch that story about the people who worked at Tyson Foods being laid off?
We played it on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, many of them were illegal aliens. Yeah. Just finishing this up, they say that Bill Malugin writes, the Biden administration considers this program a lawful pathway, and the recipients bypass the border entirely, flying over it instead. The program is an effort to cut down on high numbers of illegal crossings at the border. I reached out, Bill Malugin says, to CBP and DHS for comment and have not heard back yet. Yeah.
Yeah. So what it really is privatization of immigration. And
what it really is treason.
Well, treason, yes. But in the design of the New World Order system, it's privatization. It's letting corporations bring in their own workforce, and that is included under the WTO, and it's trade in services.
Yeah.
And there are four modes of agreement on trade in services, and one of them is a movement of people across the border, because a worker is also a person, is also a citizen of some country, but they reduce his status to be just that of a worker.
Yeah.
And I'll never get over hearing Carly Fiorina. I mean, that's one of the things that really has driven me all these years is Carly Fiorina. She was the CEO of HP at the time, and she said that Americans no longer have a right to a job in our own country.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have a right to live. You don't have to right to make a living. Yeah, and you don't even have a right to your own property anymore as these squatters are coming in. Now you have illegal aliens actually promoting amongst themselves this being a strategy to find unoccupied American houses and squat there because some local laws give them squatter's rights in New York City or New York State, I believe. They actually have a law that if you stay there longer than 30 days, they can't kick you out.
Yeah.
And that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene was alluding to, is that woman being killed. She had an alien come in there and basically hang their clothes in the closet. And that was good enough for the cops. They said, you can't remove her. Move the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you got a court battle on your hands trying to get rid of the person. It's insane. You know, as crime goes on across the country, skyrockets out of control. Taco Bell has now announced they're closing dining rooms in Oakland, California now.
Customers no longer have access to dining rooms at most Taco Bell restaurants in Oakland. We spotted signs saying dining room closed at the restaurant at 35th Avenue and MacArthur Boulevard today. According to reports, four of the five Taco Bells in Oakland are now drive-through only because of rising crime. The restaurants aren't accepting cash either. We've reached out to Taco Bell corporate headquarters for confirmation, but haven't yet to hear back.
And that news comes just weeks after In-N-Out Burger in Oakland also announced that they would close due to crime.
Oakland is losing its In-N-Out Burger, and the restaurant is blaming crime. In-N-Out's chief operating officer tells ABC7 that customers and associates of the Oakport Street location are regularly victimized by car break-ins, property damage, theft, and armed robberies. He says the store is still profitable, but safety is their top priority. Employees will be transferred to nearby locations or receive a severance package. The store's last day of business will be Sunday, March 24.
Now, as they're importing Haitian gangs and cannibals and trying to take away your firearms rights, and there's a massive toilet flush of organized crime, drug trafficking, and human smuggling from Latin America and other places, they're also gutting police departments all across the country.
Residents of the city will see a major change in the way police respond. They will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in-progress emergency. That means calls like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, and most burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit. That means residents will file a police report over the phone.
Now, this is Pittsburgh.
Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency. Also, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., there will be no officers at any of the six stations throughout the city. Call boxes that link directly to 911 have been installed for people to use in case of an emergency. And during the overnight shift, there will be as few as 20 officers to cover the entire city. The chief said today the data supports that.
Yes, it's enough to cover the entire city in those hours when we have 8% of the time people are calling. I'm confident in the decisions that we make that it impacts this bureau and the city in a much better way than we have in the past.
Now, the chief also acknowledging today that some of these changes are due to staffing shortages. He's down to 740 officers, well below the 850 they would like to have. Now, coming up new at 5, residents, city council, and the police union all weighing in on these big changes that begin Monday.
Now, how long is it going to be before we're like Toronto? I think a lot of talk has been said in the past week, I suppose, about how the cops have just pretty much thrown in the towel there. They're apparently so dehumanized now that they're just telling residents, hey, just leave your keys outside the door. Maybe the criminals will leave you alone. Maybe they'll have mercy on you and not come in and rape and murder you.
Car thefts have become more prominent across the GTA, up nearly 25% in 2023 from the year prior. Now, police in York Region are out with a new safety tactic. Door stops have been handed out to some residents in an effort to prevent door kick break-ins to steal car keys. It's a move that has one Unionville family feeling uneasy.
So it's gotten to the point where they're actually just handing these things out to residents. That's, to me, shows that it's a very high risk. I'm not sure if the whole street got it, but when I was talking to my parents about it, they said that they were handing it out to the houses that back up onto the park because they're more of a high-risk area.
Allie Galinsky says her family received the door stops along with installation instructions last week, just days after police went door-to-door in her neighborhood handing out pamphlets on auto theft prevention.
It gives you some tips, like investing in a alarm system and security cameras, install motion sensor lights, keep your windows and doors locked, trim trees and shrubbery so there are clear views from the street, and don't post vacation plans or luxury purchases on social media.
The move is part of York Regional Police's ongoing efforts to slow skyrocketing car thefts in the region, an effort which includes community engagement and education.
Community Services was involved and created pamphlets and Faraday bags, as you've seen. Those have been dispersed through our community partners.
There's also updated advice for all vehicle owners, a message echoed by Toronto Police speaking at an Etobicoke safety meeting last month. Constable Marco Ricciardi had a new message for vehicle owners who keep their fobs in Faraday pouches.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arrested.
Wait a minute. How does he know that?
Thing happened.
Is he a mind reader of the thieves? I mean,
just surrender.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Just surrender.
They're just coming into your house. They just want your stuff. It's no big deal.
They have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded.
That's why Galinsky says they will be installing the door stops and taking YPR's advice seriously. But she'd like more action from police as well.
And I'm glad they're taking initiative to try to get, you know, in front of the problem and prevent more break-ins and possibly, you know, the ones that are armed and stuff. You don't want anyone getting hurt. So I'm happy that they are taking action. But in terms of what I'd like to see done, I mean, At least when it's in a high-risk area, maybe more patrols.
York police say more than 4,200 vehicles were stolen from this region in 2023 alone. In Unionville, Michelle Mackey, City News.
Yeah, so just leave them your keys. Leave them your keys. Yeah. You know, it's going to be like, you know, their biblical story in the Bible where they just took the daughter, I think it was Lot, just left his daughter outside so that the rapist could come so they wouldn't bother the angels that came. You know, talk about surrendering. This is just nuts. This is just absolutely nuts. You wonder how nutty it can get. All right, let's go to the phones. Washington State, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Jenna, and I have two comments.
Okay.
And one plug. Okay, the first would be there's a subtle communitarian domestic control of freedoms through HOA.
Oh, good.
HOAs in the United States have risen to 30% of the U.S. population living in HOA communities.
Mm.
So that's a 35-time increase since 1970.
Mm-hmm.
So it's subtle, but it is a control of personal rights on
Absolutely.
Property.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yep. And then my second comment, I just want to reread an anonymous comment.
Okay. As long as it's quick. Did I lose you? I think I lost her. All right. Well, I guess we'll move on and maybe she'll
call back.
Maybe she'll call back.
Interested in
Let's go. In the meantime, let's go out to Utah now. I don't know what happened to Jenna. So let's go to the Utah. Hello. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is particularly for Vicky. She was referencing the World Health Organization and Pan American Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get you off on that track, but when you get a chance, Vicky, would you please go to gassingamerica.com? There's a whole story behind that I didn't publish relative to the World Health and Pan American Health. And I sat with the leadership in D.C. I didn't realize I was a persona non grata until that night when they readjusted me biologically because I was interfering with the transfer of millions, if not billions, of dollars to the Haitian people. Anyway, so Vicky, when you get a chance, go to Gassy America, go to the bottom.
Okay.
My phone
is that GASSING? Gassing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We'll check that out.
I'll go there.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the call. All right. So far, I've not seen her call back. So we'll just move on until I do. Anyway, crime everywhere, listeners, and it's just going to get worse. You know, they're talking about leaving keys now in Toronto. How long is it going to be? I could totally see the United States doing that. Hey, just leave your stuff for the people to come and get it. You know, we have a Chilean break-in crew is back. This is a headline from NBC7 San Diego. Burglaries on the rise. Fox 2 Detroit. High-end Michigan burglaries tied to Chilean crime ring prompts police to task force. NBC10 Philadelphia. The headline is another Chilean man arrested as Motco targeted by South American theft groups. ABC7 Los Angeles. OC judge throws out plea deal in case involving alleged Chilean burglary ring. NBC 12 Scottsdale. These are professionals. Latest arrests in East Valley burglary cases tied to Chilean crime ring. Oklahoma News 4. $1 million OKC homes burglarized, possibly connected to Chilean crime ring. Zero Hedge. South American gangs target dozens of mansions in Detroit. AP News. Three Chilean nationals accused of burglarizing high-end Michigan homes. Vanity Fair. Thieves in the night. A vast burglary ring from Chile has been targeting wealthy U.S. households. Folks, do I have to say we have a problem here? Do I have to say that we have a problem? And it's all being facilitated from the national level on down. And they want to get us to give up our guns. Are you kidding me? All right, Jenna's back. Jenna, go ahead with your second point. Sorry.
Oh, the second point got cut off. Okay, I was reading a comment, and I got cut off before that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay. The EU. Okay. Well, I'll go at it. EU was able to implement the mask protocol first because they operate under a key communitaire, aka communitarian law. Incidentally, what the entire world will still be under to achieve the new world. New World Order, a.k.a. New Weird Older, which stinks to freedom-loving, liberty-minded people. It looks like totalitarianism. It acts like communism and feels like self-empowerment, a land in which you will own nothing and be happy. So be a good community citizen. Police yourself and your panopticon to protect the planet. Mm. A global leader equals communitarian. The big push was the 1992 Rio Earth Summit, where it was deemed human-caused global warming, also in which the global leader template was pushed out to the world, a.k.a. to be a politician of the New World Order, you need to be a communitarian, complacent, complicit, and compliant. So those are, Lark had put those three words together, so I wanted to plug him. This Thursday, he's going to be talking live on WeTalkYouListen.com.
Okay.
And it was because, yeah, so I wanted to plug that. Thank you for taking my call again.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for calling in. Good call. Thank you. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. One of the things that Bill Clinton did with his President's Council on Sustainable Development was to establish a global network of environmental groups so that they could all march in lockstep. And so that's really what they've done. It's a reorganization from a top-down hierarchy based on the nation-state borders to a horizontal organization on the issue. And environmentalism is one of the issues. The public health system is another one of the issues. So if you want to know what's going on now, don't look at the hierarchy of the United States. Look horizontally, globally.
Yeah, exactly. There has been a lot of talk, it's just difficult to know which direction to go at this point. Biden is using the Department of Justice to help U.S. Marshals to register illegals and inmates to vote. So he's looking at every possible avenue to be able to harvest votes, even if it's... And I just saw a court decision somewhere which said it's okay for illegal aliens to vote. So, I mean, that should be enough of a reason
by a judge
for you to know it's set up.
They can have guns.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I have a guy tentatively scheduled for next week. It's not tentative. Hopefully he remembers. But the gentleman who stopped the shooting at a Baptist church, I have him scheduled to be on next week with us.
Oh, good.
In the final hour. So hopefully that goes as planned. But and I think he's in favor of the illegal aliens. I don't want to speak for him. I think he's in favor of them having the firearms rights. But we can hash that out on the show. But this guy certainly is a hero. And
if you give the rights to, say, the good Mexicans, you know, that want to come in here and work, you're also giving it to MS-13.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think good outweighs the bad.
I think he would counter with that. And I'm kind of at this point on the fence on that one. But I think the counterpoint to that is MS-13 already has their weapons. You know, all the gang members, but my point is the much larger point. They shouldn't be here anyway. None of them should be here. Right. You know, so we debate whether or not they should be able to have firearms. I don't care about that debate. My opinion is overridden. All of that is, in my opinion, is overridden by the fact that they shouldn't be here. So no, They don't have any rights in America because they don't belong in America. I guess that's my opinion about it all.
Mm-hmm.
We're running out of time in the waning moments of the broadcast. We have illegal aliens leaving hospitals as with unpaid bills. We talked about this before in Texas. This has become a huge problem, massive strain on the healthcare system and upon services everywhere. It's the Clive and Piven strategy, Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were present at the signing of NAFTA. So you talk about connecting dots. They want to overrun all the systems, all the services, and cause everything to collapse. Here we see from the Washington Examiner, New York City is spending $387 per migrant per day to provide shelter and food. So this is an industry.
It is very much a business. I spent quite a bit of time studying the refugee resettlement system, and it is a business. It's a whole organizational structure, and they get help finding jobs. They get money. They get all kinds of facilitations. There's an organization within your local areas
mm-hmm.
that coordinate to provide services to, quote, refugees.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't matter if they're illegal migrants or refugees. They all fall under the same category.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, our category has ended because we are out of time. And so we have to go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. God bless each and every one of you. One more thing I wanted to say here. The Michigan the Republican National Committee has sued Michigan over the state's voter rolls. I think I might have mentioned this last week. There's apparently more people on the roll than there are in the counties. So that's a problem. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that one. That came out March 13th. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you for being with us. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Thank you, Vicky. As always, appreciate everything you do. And join us back here, listeners, next week. Same time, same outlet. And we'll do it all over again. Blessings.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. Thank you.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.